From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. A professor who questioned whether the Sandy Hook mass shooting ever took place, a deal that would have named a football stadium after a private prison company under scrutiny for human rights violations, and most recently, a classroom exercise that led to the so-called Jesus Stomp incident. These are among a string of controversies that have drawn unwelcome attention to Florida Atlantic University within a span of just a few months. With us in the studio is Ray Casas. He's president of RAG and Casas Public Relations. Among his specialties are crisis counseling and issues management. Mr. Casas, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Ray, when it's a university, a college, an institution of higher learning dealing with an unfortunate incident or a string of them, how is that different than how a corporation would handle damage control?
Well, I feel sorry for them because they've got so many different audiences that they can't control. You've got students who will speak, and they have a right to speak. You've got faculty members who will express their opinion, often against the university. You've got a lot of social media posts out there. The comments on their YouTube video defending the university have been terrible, and they haven't been able to grab all these incidents and deal with them and put out their position forcefully. They haven't done that yet.
We were on the FAU campus just the other day, and we asked students about the so-called Jesus Stomping incident. Here's what Callie Crivdo and Gabriella Souza had to say. They're both FAU freshmen.
I didn't even know that all that was going on. Like, I just found out just now. I didn't even know what the Jesus, what is the Jesus thing? I don't know.
The professor, like, told him to take out a piece of paper, write Jesus on it, and throw it on the ground and stomp on it. And some guys said no, and he got suspended.
A lot of these situations deal with that very, very delicate line for a university of how do you preserve academic freedom at the same time that you defend, protect the reputation of the university or college?
They don't have control. The corporation can control this message. You can fire people. You can put out your corporate statements. You can control it much easier. The university has to deal with faculty members who have tenure, who are used to expressing their opinion, who want to express their opinion, who'd like to be quoted and get publicity, and you have no control over those people. So it's a very, very difficult situation for the university.
Ray, the controversy over the stadium naming, the deal has been called off, but was there any possible way that FAU could have convinced students, faculty, and public opponents that this is a great deal, this is a solid deal, leave it alone?
The obvious answer there is scholarships. You're talking $500,000 a year for 12 years for scholarships for students. You need to sell the benefit of the gift as opposed to concentrating on what may or may not have happened with the company prior to that. All the coverage I've seen has been about allegations about the company and whether or not the gift should have been taken. I haven't seen anything from the university talking about the benefits of this gift.
Now, there are still unanswered questions about the long-term effects of this kind of negative media on any school's reputation, not just FAU.
Hopefully, we'll be out of the news pretty soon. I feel like it's just a phase we're going through, but yeah. FAU is a great place. It's a great place to be, so a lot of good people.
You know, she's right. These things tend to have a life cycle. They spike very quickly, very sharply, and then they tend to die down, which is why it's so important that the university's response be consistent.
Our guest today is Ray Casas. He's president of RAG and Casas Public Relations. He specializes in crisis counseling and issues management. Ray, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatteo.